This is the Don and Mike Show.
Welcome back to What's the Buzz? You may know her as Academy Award-winning actress, but today she's here to talk about a new project on the small screen. We're talking about the talented Holly Hunter in her new TV drama series called Saving Grace. Holly, thanks so much for joining us. Yeah!
Now, those that were listening... The Don and Mike Show. Those that were listening earlier...
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
Heard that entire tape. That Buzz Lady thing, or the Holly Hunter thing, right?
She's a genius.
You, me, Mar, Beers, Buzz.
The three dreaded D's. Diarrhea, dementia, and death.
Oh, my word.
Come and stem their rose. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
You just did a Google search on that guy?
Diarrhea, dementia, and death?
Yeah.
I'm Tim Gunn.
Hi,
I'm Tim Gunn.
Two N's,
two
right?
Two N's, like Peter Gunn. I'm a fashion guru. Would you like a fashion tip?
Sure.
A wool-belted trench has the same fabulous shawl collar that allows you to show off a fun blouse underneath. And wide leg pants are flattering and V-cut to wear this season. You don't have to spend a lot of money to be fashionable. I'm always wearing Banana Republic.
Here's a question we just got emailed.
Yes.
Will you SMID?
Well, it depends on the circumstances and whether my workday is through. But I really enjoy this segment of the show most of all.
Well, with Buzz?
Of course.
Oh, thank you.
He's attractive to both sexes.
I'm the oldest man in the world.
Merrill Howard Kalin.
Yes.
Hi there, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. Police in Miami sound pretty certain that the murder of Redskins Sean Taylor was the result of a burglary or robbery and not a targeted killing. They've also ruled out a domestic dispute.
Have they really?
Yes, they have. They're convinced that there are, however, people who they say need to come forward with tips.
Yeah, Mike.
Still no suspects 48 hours later.
You know, that's still kind of hinky.
I agree.
I like that word.
Tips.
Hinky and tips.
Hinky tips.
You know, as a matter of fact, you can call Tim Gunn by his new nickname that I've just created.
What's that?
Hinky tips. Thank you. I'll stop doing the voice now. Hello, Rob.
Hi.
Pinky hinky.
Pinky hinky.
O.J. Simpson and two co-defendants pleaded not guilty today at their robbery kidnapping trial in Las Vegas. Simpson's trial is set to begin April 7th. Michael Jackson's going on a concert tour with his brothers to say thanks to those who supported him during his child molestation trial. No word whether kids got him free.
Yay!
Britney Spears' music producer says it's true. She's pregnant again, as Don mentioned at the top of the
show. Leave Britney Spears alone right now!
I stand by her with her ugly, diseased feet. I will raise this child. I don't care
Good
if her
you,
white
Don.
Leather couches have animal feces, baby feces on them.
What are you going to do about the father, though, if he wants some say in this? S.C. Rodham.
You mean, I forgot that was his name. His last name is Rodham.
That's right, Rodham. Mr. Rodham. What if Mr. Rodham has something to say about it?
Mr. Rodham says he's the baby's daddy. K-Fed has custody of the last match.
God, she is a mess.
She cannot stop herself, can
she? She can't. That's astounding.
She can't. God, I love her. She's great.
CBS News says its news writers have chosen December 10th to strike to disrupt the network's plans for a presidential debate that day. Obama, Edwards, and Clinton have each said they won't cross a picket line. Juan Pablo Montoya...
Time out.
Yes, please.
Why... We need a writer like for Bob Schieffer. Can't Bob Schieffer just write the questions himself?
I think what it is the fact that the candidates won't participate if the writers go on strike for CBS News. So they won't walk. They won't go to CBS Studios to tape a debate or to do a live debate if the if the writers are on.
Somebody
strike.
Writes the opens, the closes, the intros, the rules, things like that.
Well, I mean that's jerky because you've got a guy. I'm assuming that Bob Schieffer would be the go-to guy.
Right. Sure.
I'm pretty sure that
fine.
Bob Schieffer could handle.
Welcome without, to the debate.
Yeah, without a cue card, here
right.
are the rules.
Yeah.
yeah.
He could manage.
That's stupid. That's just
fine.
Dumb.
But they will pick it. Juan Pablo Montoya.
Hey, Buzz.
Yes?
If you do pick it,
uh-huh.
don't eat it.
That's right. That's my
and
policy.
If you pick it, it'll get infected.
That's right. It'll never heal.
Another fashion tip from Tim Gunn.
And I'm Booger Sugar.
Booger Sugar. Mmm, tasty.
Juan Pablo Montoya is about as far as it goes when it comes to ethnic diversity in NASCAR. Sure, Bill Lester last year became the first black driver to qualify in nearly 20 years, but neither he nor Montoya qualified for the Nextel Cup Series. NASCAR says it wants to change this. NASCAR has now officially put out a call for black and Hispanic drivers. Two reasons.
One, more than one in five NASCAR fans is black or Hispanic, they say. And two, NASCAR's TV ratings are down this year by 13%.
I was ashamed to wear my own hat.
There was another Lester years ago in the, not the Don Prudhomme, but who was the, not Big Daddy Don Garlitz. Those are drag racers.
Right,
I'm
right.
trying to, who's the guy that wears the sunglasses?
Lester?
And
Lester Holt.
Lester. No, it was the driver.
Chester. Chester the molester. Chester the sweater molester.
It was Big Mo. Big Mo Lester. Big Mo was the driver.
In other car news, Chrysler makes all five of the worst ones. Forbes says the Chrysler Sebring, the Dodge Nitro, the Jeep Liberty, the Dodge Caliber, and the Dodge Magnum are the worst five cars of the year.
What? Who's been peeking in my five-car garage?
This is based on crash tests, consumer reliability reports, depreciation, and recalls.
I'm all about Lee Iacocca.
Mm-hmm. The Hyundai Entourage is the only...
Or as I call him, Lee Iacocca.
Chrysler product.
Right. The Hyundai Entourage, meanwhile, the only completely foreign car in this year's top 10 worst from Forbes magazine.
Don't pay attention to those crash tests. Those guys are a bunch of dummies.
The Nissan Quest is partly made by Ford.
The Entourage? I always like the turtle.
That's your favorite member of Entourage?
Drama.
I like drama.
Sure.
Drama's my favorite.
I don't know if they're going to name cars after the guys in Entourage. Mm-hmm. And then E. Uh-huh. You have little E.
Yeah, the new Plymouth drama.
Ford's soon-to-be-extinct Crown Vic also made the worst cars list in the top 10.
How about that?
Rob's happy about that one.
Along with GM's Chevrolet Aveo and the Pontiac Grand Prix.
Just as well, because how many times he'd been driving down the road doing 70 and some jerk-off in a Crown Victoria on a power trip. Hi, Rob. Wants to drive behind you that you think it's a cop car behind you.
And you never can tell, especially at night. You have no idea. If you're in back of a Crown Vic, you have no idea what's happening. And then, he gets off at the exit, and you speed past a Chevy Malibu, and you're like, I'm in, and that's the cop car.
That's the guy, yeah.
And for God's sakes, don't put the ski racks on top of a Crown Vic.
No,
because
right.
Because it really looks like a cop car behind
you. Not fair. Not fair at all. There wasn't always a Mother's Day. A greeting card company invented
Rob,
it.
Yes.
Were you going to say, this is really like a mind melt. Were you going to say something about a Crown Vic Tayback?
No.
You were not. Okay.
Were you going to say something about a Chevy Caprice?
I was. Greatest car ever made. But Buzz is doing the news.
There wasn't always a Mother's Day. Greeting card company invented it, and now it's become very real.
And now getting back to Vic Tayback, ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to the theme song from Alice.
Mike, excuse me. This is the closing theme.
I'm sorry, I was wrong. The closing theme.
This is where the credits would play.
I love the ending to this.
Do you remember it had words? There's a new girl in town, and she's looking good.
I'm not as much of a Lavin fan as you are.
Wait for it.
Here it comes.
Wait for it.
Yeah. Wait
for it.
God, that's hot.
Oh. Sexy. I agree.
Sexy Lavin.
Have you seen her sex tape on the internet?
So Mother's Day made up by a company. Well, it's the same thing with Cyber Monday, the Monday after Thanksgiving, when we all supposedly go online to buy holiday gifts. Cyber Monday was created a couple of years ago by the National Retail Federation. Now, the truth is we only do 5% of our spending online, and that's for the whole year. The other truth is online sales are up 45% this year, much more than anyone expected. Most of the increases in our spending occur online.
We talked about that about this time yesterday.
The gentleman was Matthew Cheng. He ran a website known as ecoupons.com where you can get a 50-inch flat screen plasma for $1,500.
A Chinaman who is going to convert. Yes.
And we're very excited about that because he is marrying a woman of the faith.
I believe that I'm doing two operations, her breasts and his eyes.
Very exciting process.
He'll need another procedure, too. Yes.
What's that, Matt?
Something lower.
Oh, Matt Stein.
The circumcision.
Oh, that's right, of course. Yes,
do you
the bris.
Do that?
The bris.
We will do that like Dan Aykroyd did in the commercial. Was it for a Ford Crown Vic?
I believe it was a Crown Victoria.
On Saturday Night Live.
And at the conclusion of the bris, what does he say? Perfect. Perfect.
Well, now, like the guy we had on yesterday, more retailers.
P-O-I-F-E-C-T.
Poifect.
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 God, that's poifect.
That's right. And may I say, for your game tomorrow night, I wish the Packers many first downs.
Now, more retailers are jumping on the bandwagon, offering Monday after Thanksgiving specials to draw people to their computers. Soon, Cyber Monday, like Mother's Day before it, will be a real boy.
A perfect opportunity for people who are thirsty for bargains.
He just wrote something that's tied in somehow to Pinocchio.
Pinocchio, wonderful, wonderful fable.
Pinocchio.
Pinocchio.
I knew a joke once. It was. What was it? I know a girl says, why don't I just sit on your face and you lie to me?
I understand you're talking about the potential for Pinocchio's nose to grow.
She would just stand in front of him and say, lie, lie to me.
Lie.
Lie.
And that was a famous heiress to the newspaper fortune, Pinocchio. Patty Hoist.
There's an alternate punchline to that joke.
His dad, Gestapo.
Geppetto.
I'm sorry.
Geppetto.
You had it right. It's the theme of today's show. Yeah. Pinocchio's father, Gestapo. Gestapo the toy maker.
The other punchline is lie, tell the truth. Lie, tell the truth. Lie, tell the truth.
That's the way the joke goes.
That's it.
You're always first in line with the jokes, you.
But it was perfect because you wrote a thing about Pinocchio in a story that had nothing to do with the fairy tale.
Right.
That's right.
Pinocchio, one of the many fine books you can get at Amazon.com.
What? You're clever like Jon Stewart is.
Well, thank you. That's a very kind thing for you to say.
I'm patronizing you.
You can make everything sound tongue-in-cheek, even Moida.
You can patronize me anytime you want.
You're perfect.
Thank you. Amazon.com tells the government to pound sand. That's our story when we continue.
And he'd never hoit anyone.
Be right there.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
I haven't ever considered their radio show anything other than a perfect 10.
At first, my friends said they were great, and now I'm saying it too.
I have no desire to ever do anything other than sit around all day and listen to their show.
They will scare you straight. The Don and Mike Show.
Those are such outstanding testimonials. So real life.
Yes. We love them.
Let's hear another one.
They're the only radio station I've ever listened to because they're the only thing I've ever known.
The first time I heard them, I was standing in awe, and I'm still standing there.
I once considered being gay, but after listening, I decided to continue to be not gay.
Thank you. Anthony, thank you. Now again, here is Guy Birdley. Hi there, Johnny Ringo, Buzz, Elston, Guy.
Hi, Don and Mike. Hi. Amazon.com has told our increasingly nosy government to pound sand, and the winner is everybody except our increasingly nosy government.
Why?
The government got hit, the company, Amazon.com, got hit by a federal subpoena ordering it to hand over the identities of thousands of its customers who bought used books.
Thousands of them.
Amazon argued that its customers have a First Amendment right to keep their reading habits private. Yesterday, a federal judge enthusiastically agreed with Amazon, and with that, our increasingly nosy bully government withdrew its subpoena. The judge also said he doesn't believe his ruling will keep the government from catching any bad guys. He called the government's effort chilling and unsettling.
Big Brother is watching you.
Buy now with one click.
Oh, by the way, even if he does count, or whether he does or not, Carson Daly will be the first late-night talk show host to do a show.
He doesn't count.
Scab!
The writers went on strike. Writers are not happy about this, and being writers, they are not at a loss for words. Daly plans to go back to work on Monday with an all-new show complete with jokes submitted by friends and strangers. Daly sent an email to his friends, including at least one friend who was happy to make the email public.
Here's the question, though. If you do a TV show and no one watches,
exactly,
and
does
you
it
cross
make it sound?
The line, yes, do the writers hear it?
Yeah, it's like that Forrest thing.
Yeah, well, the writers are steamed about it anyway.
Well, that's a stain move, I think. I mean, all the other guys like Leno and Letterman, mm-hmm. I mean, they've actually trying to, they're being stand up about this.
And he's a stain guy. Carson Daly, I mean, mm-hmm. he's probably like G. Gordon Liddy, where the writing includes someone writing on a card, breathe in, and then write it. Well, that's what they used to do for Liddy.
Breathe, Gordon.
Write a card that says breathe in, mm-hmm. breathe out.
And I would think that once the writers do come back, he might be screwed on this.
He might very well be.
Mm-hmm.
This email he sent out included a hotline number for phoning in jokes, which he plans to play on the show. That hotline number all over the web this morning. Carson Daly's also got a few other. I don't. Let me check. I have it with me somewhere. I'll get it out in a moment. He got a few other choice messages as well. The mailbox is now full. Give me a second to leaf through this. So now Carson,
no, Don's got it.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
I don't know.
Anyway,
we'll see if we have it.
Carson Daly now managed to make himself the target of scorn and ridicule, and made you remember that he exists.
Hey, lover.
Hi there.
Don't be shy. Come on in for a hot party. That's right. You can get it all right here. Ooh, let my girlfriends and I show you a hot time. That's right, baby.
Yeah.
We can go privately one-on-one for our own private
party. What if I just want to ask for ass?
Live party line. Or try my live virtual chat and meet a friend or two. You don't have to stop there. I have a dateline that will tickle your fancy. It's so easy to
This number used to say,
ask for ass.
Grab your
now it says,
leave a joke for Carson, baby.
Experienced callers, enter your credit card number at any time.
Experienced callers.
Baby, hang on and get ready. Hard, hot, and wet action is coming your way.
Right.
Ooh.
Look forward to hearing
it. If you're experienced as a caller,
experience.
You can enter your credit card number at any time.
Yes.
MasterCard is the card of choice, where your credit is instantly approved. We also accept Visa, American.
Putting in the card number right now.
Uh-huh. Yep. Mine's already on file.
Hello? See if they accept it.
I'm sorry, baby. I can't process your request at this time.
Why is that? Bitch, I just pushed in 55555.
You're all tapped out after buying all your Christmas presents. It's all gone.
It used to say, welcome to Ask for Ass.
Leave a hard, hot, wet joke for Carson Daly.
Things change. Don't make me cry, people. Leave Ann Coulter alone. Ann Coulter.
Faggot.
Ann Coulter has convinced Palm Beach officials to remove her address from public records. Seems she's been getting some flack from people about her penchant for, let's call it crazy talk.
Faggot.
Coulter had already filed police reports over the vulgar greeting card, complaints over the sound of someone screaming outside that she's an a-hole, and a rather large one at that. Big, I believe, is the word she says they used.
Big a-hole.
The smoking gun reports that police also have on file some notes, including such gems as go F yourself, and the only things left after nuclear war are you and cockroaches.
Leave Ann Coulter alone.
Is this the political pundit Ann Coulter or the noted District of Columbia transvestite?
No, this is the political pundit. Everyone loves the cross-dresser.
Yeah. I saw a bunch of pictures. You know, it's funny how stuff on this World Wide Web, which is why I guess they call it worldwide.
Mm-hmm. It's global.
My friend Gary. All the way in the UK.
Oh,
remember,
yeah, the British.
Gary and
right,
Sarah.
Yeah.
Right. Of all of the things that he would find, I got an email from him with an attachment of a picture of me with the Ann Coulter lookalike that he got from Blair Michaels' MySpace page.
Right.
Yeah. Now, how my buddy, my mate, Gary, who lives in the UK, ended up on Blair Michaels' site.
Don't ask, found don't our tell.
I don't know.
Did you spend a lot of time with Gary when he was in the States, right? You never noticed anything alternative about him, did you?
Well, London swing like a pendulum do.
That reminds me. I got an important email today, you know, with the red exclamation point. Blair Michaels left a breast here.
Oh, no, a falsie?
Yeah, so I've got to go look for it. She explained that it looked like a breast in black satin.
I got bad news for Blair. I think Joe microwaved it.
Oh, no.
It was part of his chicken, his barbecued chicken.
But how does something like that make its way literally across the pond to where he says, hey, who's this guy? He writes my friend Gary writes, who's this guy?
Uh-huh. Do you think he might have gotten on our website, gone to Blair Michaels' website, and then seen that?
No, because the picture that he got had a link that led back to Blair Michaels' MySpace page, or as Regis would say, Face TV.
Right. Face TV on the internet, TV, Face TV.
Well, there's pictures of you there and also on Ann Coulter's MySpace page.
Oh, my.
Well, that's maybe, but it seems to me that if he wasn't surfing the Don and Mike website, then he might have been surfing other websites.
That's what I'm saying.
Hmm. That's disturbing.
So there's a guy thousands of miles away, time zones away, different country, found the Blair Michaels website.
Maybe you ought to Google his full name and see what comes up on that.
Uh-huh.
Gary.
And how about that?
Hello, how are you doing? Can I tease and please your blank with my tongue and make you blank over and over?
Hello, yes, you can. Hello, Blair.
Hello, mate.
Maybe Gary would like the new Larry Craig doll. The toe-tapping senator from Iowa who is not gay is now immortalized in an action figure. In fact, it puts the action back into action figure. Larry, in the doll form, is bendable, so you can put him in all kinds of crazy poses, including the now famous wide stance.
Does he have a...
I don't know.
A beehole?
You'll have to spend $35 online to find out.
Is he anatomically correct? Did you have anything about Trent Lott?
Is he anatomically correct?
we mentioned his announced resignation the other day.
Yeah, but there's around the internet, deep on the internet, are these stories about a male escort.
The male escort now says that that's not true.
Hi, I'm Craig Wilson.
Damn it.
I don't know what that means.
But damn it, Jim.
The male escort now denies that.
All right. Well, I was just putting, you know, two and two together. Larry Craig, Trent Lott, singing senators.
Mm-hmm.
Larry Craig, gay. Mm-hmm. Trent Lott, male escort. You
squarehead.
Know, might make sense.
Well, but then you'd be dragging Orrin Hatch into this.
Yeah, well, was he a singing senator?
Yeah, well, he was one of the singing.
I think
senators.
It was John Ashcroft.
Uh-huh. Hatch.
It was Larry Craig,
right.
Trent Lott,
Richard Hatch.
And Jeffords, the guy from Vermont that left the party.
Three tenors.
Mm-hmm.
And hey, soldier, are those army pants or are you just glad to see her? We're at war, and the crotches have been ripping out of the Army-issued pants for 1 million soldiers in Iraq and Afghanistan.
Hey,
now the Army is retrofitting the 1 million uniforms to address what's officially dubbed crotch durability problems.
What do you think, Rachel Ray?
Keep your nuts in the freezer, especially when it's hot outside.
Right.
Because nuts are full of oil, and the oil can spoil, of
Mine
course.
Are, yeah.
Put my nuts into a plastic food storage bag.
Oh, don't do
give
that.
Give them a good whack.
No!
Ow! Ooh, that's fun.
Ow!
Take out all your aggression.
Hey. Ow. Ow, 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 ow.
This is a good time. Remember, guys, especially in the summer, keep your nuts in the freezer to keep the oils from spoiling.
Yeah, my nuts are nice and oily.
Man, it gets hot over in Iraq.
Crotch durability problems. So it's not just me. Apparently, the problem was noticed the soldiers were forced to slide down hills, jump out of helicopters, or jump into Humvees, or as they call it, Tuesday.
You'd have a better crotch durability situation if you didn't go commando so often.
I actually, lately, since the weather's turned cold, I don't do that anymore.
Oh, you're not going commando
right
now?
It's just too chilly for that business.
You only do it in the summer?
Yeah.
Well, see, there's more chafing in the summer.
I just have to wear a diaper.
Here's where I've got you. I like the chafing. Pop goes the inseam. The problem with the Army pants developed after the introduction of a new uniform pant. It was the first upgrade since the early 1990s.
We need to get our fighting men and women like NBA, you know, those tearaway pants.
Yeah, the ones that come right off
the
very easily.
Pants.
And you know what? Really, the mailmen do it during the summer. Why not shorts?
That'd be good.
Why not? I mean, they're in the desert. It's 110 degrees. Why not shorts?
I'll call Pants Corral and see what they can come
Very
up
good.
With.
Mary Jane in the news again when we continue.
Oh, your girlfriend. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
Hey, cats and kittens.
Broadcasting from a zone of fecality. Don and Mike.
We got a website, donandmikewebsite.com. On the front page right now, you can see the picture of, what's her name? Who's that chick we were talking about?
Christina Aguilera. Pregnant right. As pregnant can be.
Not to be confused with the other picture where she's getting out of the car and...
What about the vagina?
These pictures will not disappoint. Trust me on that.
Good.
Yeah. Mommy boobies.
Mm-hmm. There you go. That's on our website. Now here's Guy. Hello, Ringo.
Hi, Donna, Mike.
I mean, Johnny.
The good news is that partly because of our troops and local soldiers, no opium poppies were grown in a province in northern Afghanistan this year. They cleaned it up.
Why?
The other news is the cannabis crop in the province has increased by 40%.
Why?
Quoting a local farmer, we know marijuana is illegal, but we are very poor and have to grow it to help our families survive.
That was funny.
Then I have one question for you.
Yes?
Are you too old to serve?
Never.
I'm the oldest man in the world.
You're never too old to serve your country, Mike. He goes on to say, I don't like growing poppy or marijuana, but I have to feed my children. I have no other way.
That sounds like a vacation home for you to me.
Well, there's so many to choose from.
Who would ever think you would have a future in the military?
That'd be incredible. Hi, I'm Commander Burbank. I will be taking over this province.
Commando Burbank.
You've already got that Fidel Castro outfit that you wear every once in a while.
I can wear that.
And, you know, the commandos over there, I watch, because there's nothing on TV anymore, mm-hmm. I watch a lot of the National Geographic Channel,
mm-hmm.
and they have the guys that are over there in Afghanistan that are their commandos. They had a thing on Green Berets, and they look like you know, they're casually dressed, and they've got full beards, and they look like they're just out for a stroll. They look like hippies. He'd be perfect over there.
My kind of army, sure. On Interstate 4 near Tampa, a road cleanup crew found a bag containing 60 pounds of marijuana plants, roots and all. The funny part is the highway patrol.
Where was it?
This, if you lost it, you'd
know. Highway 4 in Tampa.
That's right.
Always the last place you look, isn't it?
What were you doing down in Tampa?
I was shopping for opium poppies.
The funny part is...
I thought you were going to get some barbecue.
I was doing that, and also they've got a great bar down there, and I love to get drunk and drive around.
Well, that's why you lost your pot.
I must be. I was careless.
Damn it.
I was in Ybor City.
Highway Patrol says this is not the biggest amount that's ever been found alongside Florida roadsides. And finally...
Can you imagine? That's like an Animal House when the guy says, thank you, God.
Mm-hmm.
Remember when the girl comes through the window?
Oh, absolutely.
Can you imagine the young Buzz Burbank or whoever it is walking along the side of the road,
whoa,
comes up on that 60-pound bag of weed?
Marsha, I just have to go to the bathroom. I have to get out of the car. Look what I found.
Whoa. Finally, you know your colostomy reversal has gone bad when...
Sometimes they're commercial.
Not to change the topic, but have you had a colostomy lately?
Not lately. With a colostomy, you wear a bag to catch the waste while your colon heals from surgery.
Sounds sexy.
Months later, the doc removes the bag, hooks your intestines back up, and boom, you're back to normal.
I know somebody who actually went through that.
Yeah, that was me.
How was your reversal?
For me, it went fine.
Very good.
The reversal did not go so well for a man in Dover, Delaware recently, however.
Reversal of fortune.
He is now suing. This guy in Dover now suing the doctor and the hospital because the colostomy isn't the only thing they reversed. What used to come from the front came from the back.
No.
Oh, God.
Hold on, you're kidding me.
And vice versa.
Oh, God.
He had number two coming out as...
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Sorry, we're out of time.
No, we can't leave after that.
And a world turned upside down.
Oh, man.
Where you stand up to go number two and sit down to go number one.
Holy chocolate syrup. Ew.
How do you wipe that?
Very carefully.
Oh, my God. I mean, the hole's not big enough.
God. Man, talk about needing a diaper.
We're going to have to stay on another hour.
Wow.
And I guess that's how girls go, number one. So that's, I guess, feasible.
Yeah, it would be fine if it was Andy Rice.
He used to sit down always going
always
number
one. Sat down when he went number one.
Well, on that happy thought as we all drive home now with the thought of excrement coming out of our...
Ew.
Our trunks. Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Thanks for putting that in my head, Buzz.
Good day to you, sir.
And head.
I got to get home and wrap my fruitcakes up in porn.
Oh, looking forward to that.
That'd be nice, huh?
Yeah. Candied fruit.
Jingle.
This is the Don and Mike Show.